Trump did a great job yesterday at the NABJ, big black journalist event. They came from everything they had. They're trying to spin it right now. And the crowd just loved him. Kamala Harris, literally, her specialty was arresting black people for marijuana charges and throwing them in prison. And she never said she was black until now. And Trump is right to call that out. It's all just lies. It's all fraud. Here was the opening salvo when they attacked him. This is a really, really, really important clip. It's clip one. President Trump spends 3 minutes putting on a masterclass and not taking Rachel Scott's bait. Here it is.
This, another had a stroke. Were the people who assaulted those 140 officers, including those I just mentioned, patriots who deserve pardons?
Well, let me bring it back to modern day.
Let's stop here. I got confused because that's not the clip I want to play. I want to get to another one in a moment. I want clip four. I want clip four. Here it is.
It's not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American
citizens.
Let's just
stop. Let's just stop now. I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while because I'm loaded for bear. I'm ready to go. I thought these were other clips. I want the opening thing. It says opening clip. It's not the opening clip. I'm okay. But I'm so prepared here, and I sent the clips. It's clip four. And I'm totally confused. So I got to go to rebroadcast. I got to find the clips and send them to you. I just can't do this anymore. I just can't do it anymore. There's just too much information. God almighty. This whole thing's just going to blow up. I'll send the clip again. It's how they open the conference up. I don't know how we play two clips. It's not the clip I wanted. Just air something. We'll see what's going to happen. I'll give you guys some time to figure out what you're going to air. Just play something, okay? We're done. Thank you.
In Venezuela, many are calling the recent elections fraud.
The country's electoral authority, or CNE, said Maduro had won a third six-year term with 51% of the vote. The election authority said González won 44%. But opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said González had secured 70% of the vote and that multiple independent exit polls and quick counts decisively showed his victory.
Multiple research firms had exit polls showing Gonzalez getting over 60% of the vote.
As for poll data, Gonzalez has a staggering support of almost 60% of the voters, while Maduro has just under 13% voters in his favor.
The current leadership is not popular, and the people took to the streets. Video of people getting shot by government troops. There are videos that show the police taking off uniforms and standing with the people.
Full report that he did on this is on Bandout Video. I'm back. I'm focused. I'm just overwhelmed with information for everybody else's, and I'm pissed because stuff's about to get a lot worse before it gets better. All right, get ready. We got a ton of information. Huge guest coming up. Stay with us.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Show the video you see on screen from the start, because Trump walks out at the National Association of Black Broadcasters in Chicago. They lied to him and said Biden or Kamala would be there. He sits down, and then we'll go to the better HD clip where she actually goes after him. He sits down, and then she goes right at him. First, you're illegitimate. We probably shouldn't even have you here. They're lucky he's there. So they invite somebody, then they attack him once he gets there, and then says a bunch of lies about him. Oh, you've attacked black prosecutors. Black prosecutors? He's attacked the white ones like Jack Smith too. What does that have to do with it? They're trying to put him in prison. They're lying about him. Then Kamala always said she was an Indian, not that she was black. If she's part black, good, be proud of it. Tell us you're black. No, she's just been black the last few years. And they want to say if he wants to criticize her, he's criticizing a black woman. Well, you're in the arena. You're running for political office. You're a horrible person. I don't care if you're white or brown or red or whatever you are. You're a lying sack of garbage. And if Donald Trump was black and was the same man, did the same stuff, I'd support him. So that's the reality here. But it was a powerful event yesterday, and I want to go to the opening question. Seconds after he sits down, this is the desperate power structure going after him. Now the media is spinning it like, oh, disaster at this black event. It was the opposite. It was the real Donald Trump, and it was amazing. And I'd say 80% of the support, you could hear it in the crowd. Can't hear any boos. You hear a bunch of support. Here it is.
Not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, and I say this, historically, black colleges and universities were out of money. They were stone cold broke. And I saved them and I gave them long-term financing, and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here, and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late. Just so we understand, I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
Mr. President, I would love
think
you to answer
a very
the question
nasty
on your
question.
Rhetoric
well,
and why
I have answered
black
the question.
Trust you with another
I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President Johnson, who signed the Voting Rights
and
Act.
For you to start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work, in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace.
Well, Trump just tore the living hell out of that establishment hag. I don't dislike her because she's black. I dislike her because she read off a script she had. And Trump went on to say, you know, he's not sure of Kamala Harris. Like, you're attacking a black woman. Well, I'm not sure if she's Indian or black. She always said she was Indian. They go, oh, that's a racial attack. They make it all racial. She starts out, you're mean to black prosecutors that are setting him up to put him in jail. He's also mean to the white ones. They deserve it. Oh, you're trying to put me in jail. You're lying about me. You're trying to destroy my life. I shouldn't fight back and speak out against you because you're black. What the hell does that even mean? This just goes against common sense. They make it racial. Nobody, when Trump doesn't like Fannie Willis or Alvin Bragg, that you know Soros put in office because he wants black front people to do his dirty work, nobody thinks, not the average person, well, why is Trump talking bad about Fannie Willis? Because she rigged the damn trial trying to put his ass in prison. What the? They attack Trump, and then he's not even supposed to defend himself. Absolutely insane. Here's Trump on the border.
They're coming in, and they're coming in, they're invading. It's an invasion of millions of people, probably 15, 16, 17 million people. I have a feeling it's much more than that. And everybody's been seeing what's happened. The first group of people, the black population, is affected most by that. And Kamala is allowing it to happen. She's the border czar. She's the worst border czar in the history of the world. There's never been a border czar like this. She's never even essentially been. She said she was there once, but not the right part of the border. So she was a border czar. She's done a horrible job. These people are coming into our country, and they're taking black jobs and Hispanic jobs. And frankly, they're taking union jobs. Unions are being very badly affected by all of the millions of people that are pouring into our country. And one thing, as we discussed, many of these people are coming in from mental institutions, from prisons, from jails. They're gang members in other countries. Other countries are setting loose their prisoners. They're opening up their prisons and their mental institutions, and they're taking their bad people, drug dealers, gang members, and they're bringing them into the United States. All and right. By the way, their crime rate is going down, and our crime rate is going to be a disaster.
Mr. President,
Well, there you go. Here's Trump on Kamala, and I've got all the articles right here. She didn't say she was black, and now she's doing that thing Hillary Clinton does. When she gets up in front of a black audience, she like then affects some what she thinks is like ghetto black accent. I mean, I would be insulted if somebody from New York came down here to speak to, let's say, Texas. And it's just a crowd of Texans. And somebody that normally has a New York accent gets up and says, how you doing today? I want to eat some possum. I tell you what, I rode to work today on a horsey. I'm married to my sister. I got an outhouse. But instead, these Democrat politicians who normally speak in whatever their real accent is, get in front of black people, and they start doing some caricature. How everybody doing today out there? Good to be here, witches. I mean, like, because they're psychos. They're not real people. They're sociopaths, bare minimum. And they think that if somebody talks like, imagine if I went and spoke to a group of, say, Chinese Americans. They asked me to sit, come speak to them. And I showed up and I went, hello, how you doing? I am here for you. Would you like some rice bowl for you? Or imagine instead of like a rock song, and let's say an Asian American group asked Trump to come speak, and instead of him playing a rock song coming out or whatever he wants to do, he plays dee 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 dee, bing bong bong bong, bing bing bing. I mean, it's so patronizing. And I've not hung out with liberals a lot in my life, but in college, some, and places, you're with some white liberals, and you go into a Mexican food restaurant, and the waiter comes over, and they go, hello, to the waiter. And the waiter doesn't even have a Hispanic accent. Hi, Bob, what would you like? Well, what do you want to drink? How are you? I would like a taco. I mean, you know, they talk real slow. Do you get me iced tea? Do you know how to talk? So, I mean, imagine if I, let's say the NAACP asked me to come speak. And, I mean, I'd walk up there and talk like I talk. Instead, I got there and say, how's everybody doing today? Hey, 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 hey. So, let's play just the raw clip of her talking in a weird, she thinks, ghetto accent. And then let's play the clip of her side by side with Hillary in one of her famous deals. Because if Hillary's talking to rednecks, she literally walks out and goes, how's everybody doing today? Like I said, I just killed me a possum and I'm going to cook it another black granny. Where's Jethro? I guess he's in the cement pond. But if Hillary's talking to black people, she goes, hello, everybody. How you doing today? It's like, what the hell is this? Or imagine if you go visit Germany and you walk into a restaurant, they say, what would you like to order?
Well, I would like to order a beer, and I would like to order some beef, and I would like to order some Schweinehaken.
They would think you were insane. Or if you're in France, you want to order a bottle of wine. The waiter walks over all pissed off. What would you like to order? You say, well, my friend, I would like to order a Pinot Noir. What do you recommend, my friend?
And then you go even further and just kind of affect what their voices sound like. You go, La
All right, I'm going to stop right now. Here's a clip, Summer.
You believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage. And she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black. And now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She is always identified as a black woman. She went to a historically black college.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't. Because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she is...
I think somebody should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile...
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024. Yes, we will. So let's get right.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
The voice she's doing is like a cross between white hillbilly and I guess southern black.
But that is like, I just couldn't imagine. Again, I get asked to speak in front of the Japanese American Business Association. And they have me in to talk about the economy, and I walk in, and I go, and I'll have a whole,
it is good to be here with you. I want to thank you for having me here to speak. Now I pull out samurai sword and kill you.
I can even like put tape on my eyes, like, I mean, that is what we're talking about here. All right, I'm going to stop. I've got a clip, though, of a lady at Alina Habba speaks directly to Kamala Harris at Trump rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Here it is.
But I'm so excited because when I spoke at the RNC, I didn't know she was the one we were going after, but now I do. And I'm going to speak to you, Ms. Harris. I am a strong woman, a mom, a lawyer, and an American. You, Kamala, I know who my roots are. I know where I come from, and I don't play around with the Constitution. And I've got some news for you. They have tried to take down President Trump, and like I've been saying for 3 years, you can keep trying, but you will not succeed. We will take down the corrupt DAs, the corrupt AGs, and I don't care how much money you got behind you. The truth comes out, and President Trump has been and is innocent of any crime other than loving this country. Kamala, you are committing a crime because the only co-conspirator I know of the Biden-Harris administration is you. And you have lied to us about President Biden for the last 3.5 years.
All right. Here's what I want to do. I've got a lot of economic news, poison vaccine news, world news that I want to get to ahead of our special guest. We have Pastor Brandon Biggs, who predicted months and months before Trump was shot in the ear that he would be shot in the ear in a vision he had. Very interesting fellow, and he's got his other co-pastor joining us as well to talk about this because it's an amazing prediction, and you can't ignore it. And he's got new predictions. That's coming up next hour. And then another pastor, Drew Hernandez, will be hosting the fourth hour. But let's shift gears now to the culture war. And let's talk about what's happening there. Because if the social engineers can get us to believe 2 + 2 = 7, like 1984, or that two men can have a baby, or that in boxing and the Olympics, that a biological male can literally beat the living hell out of a woman, and that the woman is a sore sport because she quit after 49 seconds of having her head beat in, we will put up with anything. But it is an anti-woman, anti-child, anti-God, anti-family, anti-human pedo cult that BlackRock, through its ESG, is funding worldwide. So you wonder why everything from Tractor Supply to Disney to Harley Davidson to Anheuser-Busch promotes this stuff. It's because BlackRock will cut your funds off and come after you. And the litmus test is, do you let women get pushed out of sports? Do you let men go in women's bathrooms? Because that's a test of globalist culture. If you'll put up with that, you will put up with anything. I mean, I can't believe when she quit after 49 seconds and said in Italian, it's not fair, that she even got up there to be the loser while they raised the man's arm up above her. Olympic boxer deemed to have male chromosomes wins fight in 46 seconds. Opponent leapt in tears after hard hits. I mean, look at the dude. And he even menaces her afterwards. Angela Carini abandons Olympic fight for 46 seconds against the man. He can't compete against men, but he can sure beat up girls. Olympic boxing is having a fight about gender. That's how Time Magazine spins it. Algerian boxer Iman Khalif wins fight at Olympics after being cleared to compete in women's events despite LGBT fight as Italian opponent abandons bout. Boxer brings issue of Olympics gender testing to surface. Wow. Disgusting. Women need to boycott all this. We all need to boycott this. If you need to know anything else about the Olympics, it's this right here. Yeah, he even got him adjusting his junk. He's got to get his pee-pee in order. That's a dude. And look, it's a mean dude. All snarling. And then after she quits, he comes over and walks by her like he's going to hit her again. Man, you're a real tough guy, buddy boy. You know, I'm out of shape, but I guarantee I'd get in a ring and beat, I'd knock that son of a bitch out in 3 seconds. I'd punch him so hard in the jaw, right underneath the jaw, I'd break his teeth off. Doesn't even matter he's wearing that stupid-ass mouth guard. I'll break his jaw so fast, it'll make his head spin. I'll break my hand on his ugly head. Son of a bitch. Piece of shit. Absolute disgusting cockroach. Go ahead and play the 46-second fight. Here it is.
Solid straight right hand from Khalif there.
We've got some slowdowns of it I sent you guys. And then look. Look, a dude, he's actually proud that he beat up a girl. Now, these people are sick. Look at that. Boom! Punches her right in the mouth. I mean, look at it. Look how sick he looks. Back it up 5, 3 seconds. Look at the evil look on his face. Go frame for frame. Look at this smile right here. Roll through frame by frame. I want to show his smile. Look at that face. Hit pause. Ooh, that face would get me going right there, man. I got in a ring with that guy. Oh, my goodness. Look at that face. A predator beating up women on international television, and he's proud of himself. He gets to go to the Olympics, beat up women for the qualifiers, get in the ring and beat up a woman, and then get a gold medal. And I know I sent you the tape because there's a longer clip I sent you, the whole thing. After she gives up and says it's not fair in Italian, he menaces her and like laughs at her and walks by her. I mean, what? But again, what do you expect? What type of man would beat up women in boxing and go menace them? No shame. There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market, and we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex, and by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing, you get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Humane Khalif is the definition of a piece of filth. Beating up a woman on international TV, snarling at her, celebrating, and then proudly getting a gold medal. I mean, I'm laughing because I don't want to cry here. The Olympics is a total joke. Look at this guy's face as he punches a woman in the face. That is such a monster right there. And these perverts and these sickos, some want to beat women, some want to rape women. They're everywhere. And they're full on in the government, the Pentagon, other governments. They're just everywhere. It's a damn cult. And I differentiate. You know, if some man wants to be a woman, and they're a nice person, and they're not politically actively trying to go out and convince kids to do it and try to beat women up, then I'm like, hey, live your life. I'm not your enemy. I don't hate those people. I mean, people have a right with their own bodies to do what they want, but you do not have a right to take over women's sports and come in women's bathrooms because you're a predator. I mean, imagine, he's a psycho predator. Imagine out of 8.5 million people, They've gotten enough men that want to go take over cycling and swimming and wrestling and boxing and weightlifting. And I said this would happen a decade ago when this started. I said, soon, no biological women will be winning anything. I mean, look at that lunatic. Look at his face. And imagine being the trainers and the people that are part of this and involved in all this. It is a cult of sickos. Boycott the Olympics. Boycott BlackRock. Boycott everything they stand for because they want your children. They're a devil cult. And it doesn't even sound real. This young lady trained for a decade since she was a little girl and won all these championships boxing other women. And then she climbs in the ring with a biological male, a Muslim, of course. But it's not just the Muslims. It's happening everywhere. And he beats the living hell out of her. They've had cases where they've killed women. Killed women. In these rings. And you ask, why do they do this? Because the sky is the limit. They want to see what they can get us to put up with. And the craziest thing the globalists can come up with is this. And then mainstream media reports on it like, well, there's a little debate about it, you know. But we love women. The globalists don't like women. They want to destroy women. They want to inject you with poison shots. They want to sterilize you. Like Elon Musk said about his son, who's being sterilized as we speak. His son is dead. He sent his son because his wife wanted to an elite school. And the elite school brainwashed his child. And they took his child away from him and they sterilized him. And now you got Elon Musk to deal with. But think about the cult. Like, okay, if you're going to go sterilize people's kids and make millions of dollars over their lifetimes, ruin their lives, and your whole CIA cult, do you think messing with one of the most powerful people in the world is a good idea? No, they don't have any sense. To them, it was a bigger win. Oh, we've got Elon Musk's firstborn son. Instead of cutting his scalp off, it's a sign of our power, we'll chemically destroy him. So his testicles never drop. And then they'll try to convince him to cut him off. Oh, you're depressed because you were chemically. You need a vagina, a big bleeding, fake, rotting thing. And then with the women, they cut the little girl's forearms off. And they make a big rotting, almost all of them fall off in a few months. Little girls convince she's a boy. And so they give them testosterone, and then they cut their forearms off, and they make... I've shown the photos. You want to see them? A big rotting thing with no feeling in it, with a plastic tube in it. So you have a rotting, stinking blob in your pants. I mean, it's bad enough to cut these little boys' penises off. But man, what they do to the little girls, cut their breast off, cut their uteruses out, and then they give them a fake penis of forearm muscle and skin. Guys, type in female to male, because you're not really a male. It's like saying you're a, you know, a South Park episode. Yeah, here it is. The forearm flap. Yeah, they cut the forearms off, cut the muscles out of your forearms, so they basically you're totally screws up. Your arms don't work anymore either. So they basically half amputate your arms. And then because they're so sick, I've seen the actual videos of the surgery. They always create some like giant foot-long rotting thing with a plastic tube in it. I mean, who comes up with this? It's like, imagine a Hellraiser movie 20 years ago, and Hellraiser is grabbing kids and cutting their forearms off and making rotting penises. And folks, we have video of the actual surgeries. Would you like to see it? And then when you tell them they're abused by a cult, they turn around and say, you're being hateful. I want a rotting penis that falls off that has no feeling. Oh, doctor, thank you. You gave me a rotting blob of meat with skin wrapped around it with a plastic catheter shoved into me. How beautiful, how liberal, how loving, how, I mean, that's Kamala Harris, a huge booster of this. Like, I can't even believe I'm on air talking about this. And then a doctor, he's a lister, he's not going to come on until after his trial. They're trying to defend for exposing a hospital in Texas that is illegally cutting the penises off of five-year-old and six-year-old boys. And the law says you can't do that here. But they're doing it. And they just had a cycling championship last week, and all three winners were biological males. So the women now go to the side, whoever makes it fourth, fifth, and sixth, and they give themselves medals. But don't worry, more men are coming, so you won't even get fourth, fifth, and sixth. Then you won't get seventh, eighth, and ninth. I mean, this is a absolute vision of hell. And then by peer pressure, they sit there and tell you this is all good. And yeah, the crew, when I talked about this a year ago, said, you didn't know? The new Hellraiser is a girl to man. And I guess that's from it. So it's all about desecrating God. It's all about hurting the innocent. And we sit here and we ask ourselves, if they're devil worshiping on the Olympic opening ceremony, what are they doing behind the scenes? Well, you heard the earlier guest on, the incredible journalist from Muckraker, Anthony Rubin, telling you that they are going to release footage all over the country where they go to the houses where the little babies and little kids have disappeared, and the police won't come and nobody cares. They track where they were loaded on, where they went. They got the documents from a whistleblower and the children are gone. Iconic camp horror film Hellraiser is getting a remake with trans actor that cuts men's penises off. That's what this is. This is the most hardcore Satanism externalized into the public. And Kamala Harris, of course, and the disgusting Pritzkers, you know what's on their laptops. Kamala Harris loves transgender child mutilation and other degenerate LGBTQIAAP2S plus perversion. And the P stands for pedophile. That's bad enough when kids get raped, but man, they're like, hey, let's go further. Let's cut their genitals off. Yeah. And let's have biological men winning the track meets. And that's BlackRock. So now they have these races where, now look at this, top three finishers, biological men. You can look at them. Those are men. 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 And they don't even chop their ding-a-lings off. They get up there at the Olympics, get their gold medal. You can see their schlong in their pants. And it's all a big, giant joke. You know, Rob Aguirre was saying he might go join, you know, the Olympic team and then just beat up the trans men, the men that claim they're women. The problem is they're going to make you beat up a bunch of girls to get to them. Yeah, here's a video of men choking out women. And then being, I mean, look at that deviant. Look at that dude's face. Look at these. Oh, look at this rugby player. I mean, he's masculine by men's standards, and he's... Look at this lunatic. And they're winning, 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 winning. And the media praises them and talks about how stunning and brave and cool they are. But the bigger story isn't the mentally ill people they can get to go do this, the predators. It's that the corporations support it, and when we support the big corporations, we fund these people. And I get it. Big corporations run almost everything. It's hard to not be involved with them, but there's ways, and they feel the pressure. You certainly don't want to invest with them and invest in companies that say, we believe in two genders, man and a woman. Well, you're hateful. You're going to make us commit suicide. They come and confuse teenagers, screw them up, and then they commit suicide because of the surgeries. They go, oh, we have the highest rate of suicide because you didn't praise them enough. Everybody should just boycott these events. You go to any event and there's a man competing. You don't support it. You make a scene. You leave. And you make public posts about the sponsors. But that's why they need total censorship, to make you take a poison shot, to make you accept the targeting of children, to make you accept these degenerates, these predators and the things they're doing. Yeah, it's one thing to show the rugby player. There's video of him running over women. All right, I got a bunch of other news I want to hit, but that's who Kamala Harris is, and just shame on anybody that supports her or any of these people. But the mothership funding it is the central banks, and it's BlackRock, and they know. Exactly what they're doing. All right, I've got a lot of news to cover, and as I said, we've got these big guests coming up next hour, and I've got a lot of other tidbits that I want to hit as well. But if you think the globalists are crazy now, and if you think you're living in an Alice in Wonderland Hieronymus Bosch crossover, Hellraiser crossover, you ain't seen nothing yet. And Satan's spirit is a program to kill us. And so it seems fantastical and over the top because it is. And it's not of this world. The Bible tells us it's a fallen entity. It's an alien that doesn't want us to reach Type 1 civilization, where we are not dependent on this planet anymore. And God made us, and God's there, and God gave us free will, but there is a really bad interdimensional life form that comes up with all this and tries to program us to do this and organizes human society to carry this out. And it makes perfect sense, and I've experienced it, and I've seen it. I've been around these people, and I know how they operate, and at the top of Hollywood and all of it. It's devil worship, folks. But it isn't even coming from people. It is an outside influence. Now, I want to play a couple clips here. Of what's unfolding and what's happening around the world. And then we're going to get this gentleman on next hour. In fact, let's play that clip. I played it yesterday, Pastor Brandon Biggs. I think it's important to hear this clip ahead of him joining us. But at a certain point, I have all this amazing news to cover. And I'll be honest with you. At some point, it's not that I'm even overwhelmed by it. It's that, why am I even covering little pieces of this or little pieces of that, when it really just does get down to good versus evil? And the fact that this is a spiritual war. And the fact that it's almost like, it's not almost like it is, but I don't know how we do this. We don't even argue with the things they throw at us and all the lies. I mean, that's just to distract us and keep us engaged with dealing with their distractions. We just have to fully reject them. I mean, I've used this analogy before, but I mean, let's say you live in a town, a new restaurant opens up, and the first time you go there, you and your family get food poisoning. You probably never go there again. But let's say you try it again a year later, and you all get sick again. Well, that restaurant's not going to stay open, folks. But in government and corporations, they've controlled the central banks, the issuance of currency. And so even though they're unpopular and rejected, they get to still stay in control. So I liken this to a restaurant being packed with people and super popular, and you get food. The food tastes horrible. It's got cockroach parts all over it. And which they said they want you to eat cockroaches, cockroach milk. See, I think of the grossest thing, and they're actually trying to get us to do it. It's like whatever horrible thing you think of, oh, they're actually doing that. Bill Gates, cockroach milk, 3 times more nutritious than, you know, they call fake chicken chicken. It's not chicken. It's all, they call fake beef, fake, you know, they call fake beef beef. It's not beef. But imagine a restaurant that's got cars wrapped around the block and lines out the door, and you get food poisoning every time you go there. No, people stop going there really quick. The word gets out and shuts down. But that's in the real world, the real free market. And so that's what the New World Order is. Everything it does is poison. Everything it does makes you sick or kills you. Everything it does is a lie. And we just have to get to the point like, we don't listen to anything you say. We're not engaging you. We don't care what you say. We don't talk to you. We're done with you. And we're at the point where we can still turn this around. But they get their social credit score in and their ESG program in and their global vaccine passport in. That's the foot in the door. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think it's bad now, you have not seen anything yet. And you've got all these followers that want the corporate media's approval and the school's approval. So they'll say, hey, the school wants my son's dick cut off or my daughter's breast cut off. Let's do it. And they pat you on the head and talk about how special you are. And all because they do that, you're now part of the system. And maybe the New York Times writes an article about you. And then you're part of the good club. It's spiritual. They do it to prove themselves to Satan. Even though they're not conscious of it, most of them are now. They get a thrill. These parents get a thrill out of hurting their kids. It's legal Munchausen by proxy. Here's a clip of the pastor coming up next hour.
And I saw Trump rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming.
Brandon Biggs joining us next hour. Here's some of the other news headlines. Can't make this up. Ex-MI6 boss, that literally runs the transgender program worldwide, Russian disinformation from UK riots over murder of 3 young girls. So a young 17-year-old illegal alien stabs 3 kids to death because they're white, and people demonstrate and get angry about it, and the police attack them, so they fight back. And MI6 says Russian disinformation caused the people to be angry. That's right, folks. If you forget to take hamburgers off the grill and they burn, Russians. If you fall into a banana peel, Russians. If your kid gets run over by a car, Russians. If you get cancer, Russians. If you're late to work, Russians. Forgot to do your homework, you don't say the dog ate it, Russians. Russians, 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 Russians. And if you like President Trump and don't like pedophiles or men and women sports, Russians, they say that. And in a way, it's true. I mean, the Russians are rejecting cutting their sons' penises off. That's illegal in Russia. Because they're bad people. They don't give their boys the gift of having their genitals cut off. Those damn Russians. At it again, folks. Just so bad. Biden to expand nuclear weapon arsenal in Europe. Russia to reciprocate. And now moves their nukes to the border and submarines off our coast. Third child dies after stabbing rampage at a dance class in England. Yeah, pull up the young monster that did it. I posted it on X. Absolutely disgusting. Surprised I didn't say he identifies as a woman. You know, usually they do when, you know, somebody's running around killing people. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with our special guest. Again, please remember, I can't do this show without you. I can't do it without your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. I humbly ask you to go to drjonesnaturals.com, our amazing sponsor, where you'll find so many great nano silver products and the highest quality organic multivitamin and the most concentrated green capsules with the essence of the seed sprouts, the green fiber caps, the next level foundational energy that's not a stimulant, but gives you a super clean stimulant feeling by flushing your cells out within 30 minutes. You feel it immediately. And it's amazing. Next Level Foundational Energy is selling out, but it's still available at drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. And they've got so many other great products when you're on the site. Shroom Force is great. It's selling out. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, the highest quality, discounted. Kaba Chilled, again, it's not a depressant, but it gives you a chilled relaxation and just knocks out anxiety, especially if you're prone to that. So it's all available at drjonesnaturals.com. And again, if you go to infowarstore.com, we got a big sale going that's going to end soon, up to 50% off on best-selling products like Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and heart and brain and your cardiovascular system, 40% off on DNA Force Plus, 40% off on Brain Force Plus, and so much more. They're amazing products. And be sure and get our InfoWars fundraising shirt. That's the iconic image of Trump saying fight, fight, fight with bulletproof under it. We'll be right back with hour number three. You don't want to miss this. A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others. We've come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. Holdtheline.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at holdtheline.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the info war. Go to holdtheline.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to holdtheline.com right now and get the coin, holdtheline.com. You want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. Holdtheline.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart.